Around the world in 80 days.
When he gets to Yokohama, Fogg finds Passepartout performing in a circus to earn money. Immediately, they rush to get on a ship and sail across the Pacific Ocean to San Francisco. They then take a train to New York City, but the train encounters a tremendous herd of bison, a precarious failing bridge, and a vicious attack by Sioux Indians. Fogg and Passepartout almost give up hope. After arriving in New York City, they find they've missed their boat. Desperate, they take one bound for France instead and bribe the crew to mutiny and set sail for England. As they land on British soil, however, Fix produces an arrest warrant for Fogg and detains him. But soon after, Fix learns that authorities caught the real bank robber already. Fogg misses his train and arrives in London 5 minutes late, certain that he lost the bet. But since Fogg passed the international dateline, he actually gained a day and traveled across the world in exactly 80 days. Fogg and Passepartout win the bet after all and are glad to be home safe and sound.